China's President Jiang Zemin is on the second day of his visit to Israel. He is the first Chinese leader to visit there. Zhang is meeting today with Israel's Prime Minister Ehud Barak. Zhang's visit is overshadowed by a dispute between Israel and the United States over Israel's planned sale of advanced radar equipment to China, a deal potentially worth $2 billion. NPR's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem. How significant is Zhang's visit?
I think this visit is extremely significant for Israel. In fact, some Israeli officials are saying that it's second only to the Pope's visit in importance. And I think for Israel, the fact that one of the world's major powers is interested in developing a relationship with it has important political and economic ramifications.
Now, what's the latest in this dispute between Israel and the Clinton administration?
Well, the controversy is over a very sophisticated Israeli-made airborne surveillance system to China called the Falcon. And the system can monitor the movement and communications of planes, ships, and ground troops over an area of 250 miles. Israel is mounting the system on a Russian-made Ilyushin 76 jet, which has actually been sitting right out in the hangar of the Israel Aircraft Industries. President Clinton has strongly urged Israel to cancel the sale. In fact, it came up in the discussions that he had with Prime Minister Barak on Tuesday in Washington. And the administration says that this surveillance system could be used against Taiwan, which, of course, is a U.S. ally. And some congressmen have even said that aid to Israel should be cut if the sale goes ahead. Israel, in response, says it notified the U.S. almost 4 years ago that it was going to make the sale and that the criticism is coming only now. And privately, Israeli officials say they see it connected to the election campaign in the U.S. because China has become such a big issue there. And they also say that if Israel didn't sell the Chinese the system, then Britain would sell it, and Britain put in a bid to sell a similar system and lost out to the Israeli tender.
So Israel's going through with the deal.
Well, I think Israel's going to go through with at least the first plane. Each plane is worth about $250 million. Yesterday, the Israeli deputy defense minister said that Israel signed a contract and is going to go ahead. He also sort of scoffed at the American claim that it would change the balance of power between Taiwan and Beijing and said, you know, one plane is not going to change the balance of power in Asia. The sense that I get is that the first plane, the one that they're actually working on now, will go ahead and be sold to China, but that the option for between 3 and 8 more planes will be canceled.
Are there other mutual interests between Israel and China besides arms sales?
Well, there are a few. First of all, China is very interested in Israeli agricultural technology. Israel has developed something called drip irrigation, which is a type of irrigation using very little water. China is also interested in Israeli high tech. Israel has a lot of high tech startups and things like that. And I think also the peace process is a mutual interest. China has always been seen as having a very close relationship with a lot of the Arab states. Now it's developing ties with Israel. Israeli-Chinese ties were secret in the 1980s and were military. Now there's full diplomatic relations. And there certainly is a possibility that China could be a broker in the peace process. In fact, when Jiang Zemin arrived yesterday, he spoke about his, you know, making unremitting efforts to reach peace in the Middle East. So I think there's a good chance that we're going to see more Chinese activity in the Middle East peace process as well.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.